I think everyone's relieved and pleased to see that the fires have reached a point where we can take everybody off alert and let everybody stay home. We just hope that there's no reoccurrence and Mother Nature continues to cooperate with the firefighters who are still out there suppressing this fire. And we can go on about our lives as best we can. We need to remember that the folks in the fire center will continue to do their jobs to put out the hot spots and try and contain these fires on an ongoing basis. I think they've felt they'd be out there until sometime in October, and they're probably not far off in that. The weather seems to have cooperated a little more so than was anticipated, and that's a good thing. So hats off to everybody who was able to cooperate during these trying times, and the thoughts are still with the firefighters who are on the front lines containing those fires and trying to keep our community safe. We're now into recovery mode, looking for options to try and recover the damage that's been done to our economy, to the agriculture sector, the tourism sector, and the, of course, the forestry sector, just to name a few. But we'll continue to do those in the coming months and hopefully move forward with a plan that will see us come out of this on a positive note. July 7th certainly was the day when it appeared that we were surrounded by fire, and I think it was a bit of disbelief about the situation we were facing. And, of course, for the next 70-plus days, we continued to face situations that we hadn't anticipated and can only have imagined before this happened, given it's the busiest, the worst fire season. The province's standards in over 60 years. It's certainly the worst situation we've ever experienced in the Caribou-Chilcotin, and God willing, we won't experience this again. We know that at some point in time, the totals are around 35,000 people between alerts and orders. There was around, at one point, upwards of close to 20 to 25,000 people evacuated. That was at the peak of times, right, with Williams Lake and 100 Mile and all the other areas. So it was a large emergency situation, and I want to congratulate all the volunteers we had, our emergency services volunteers, the people in our ELC, the Red Cross, all the folks that came in to help out. Amazing group of people that did the best they could to help people out. There's too many people to name. Certainly the folks that welcomed us in Prince George, our evacuees in Kamloops and throughout the Lower Mainland when they opened those sessions up in Kelowna and in Vernon and down the Lower Mainland. Their assistance is most welcome, and we have to find some fitting way to show our appreciation to those communities and those individuals who took the time to help our people in our time of need.